540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Home sales across the metro Milwaukee area dropped nearly 10% in January compared to a year ago, but prices are still climbing. The average home price hit just over $470,000, up 9.5% from last year. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors say inventory has been growing, but still isn't enough to keep up with demand. Milwaukee and Ozaukee counties saw double-digit declines from last year. Waukesha and Sheboygan counties were the only area counties to see growth from 2025. The realtors say the area remains a seller's market, with homes spending just over a month on the market. Milwaukee is making waves in the watery realm of international shipping. Port Milwaukee says they had a successful 2025 shipping season, with cargo numbers up across most major categories. The port says business rose about 4% overall thanks to more steel, agricultural products, and dry bulk goods. One new carrier and 10 first-time vessels also visited the port. City leaders say the growth highlights Milwaukee's role in connecting local companies to the global economy. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. There's an update on the effort to bring passenger rail between Milwaukee and Kenosha. Cudahy is officially joining the project. Racine Mayor Corey Mason recently talked about the process of getting federal funds.
To do this, to be eligible to apply, the cities of Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee had to form what's called an intergovernmental commission. And so each of the respective jurisdictions voted to do that. And that makes us eligible to apply when those funds become available this summer. And then since then, Cudahy, which is where the Milwaukee airport stop would be, also said, hey, we'd like to join too. And so they've passed a resolution to be able to do that. And so we're very excited.
Mayor Mason appeared on the Don Rosen Show yesterday and gave an update on the expansion. The plan calls for a line running from downtown Milwaukee with stops at the airport and Racine, then connecting to the Metra service in Kenosha. Mason said adding Cudahy strengthens the partnership and improves chances for federal funding later in the year. Million-dollar stakes come to Milwaukee next week. The major series of poker hits Pottawatomie Casino for a six-day festival starting Tuesday. There are several competitions, and it features a headline main event with a $1 million guarantee. It marks the first of three big Milwaukee events in 2026, including spring and fall tournaments. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
Another challenge for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball tonight. The Wisconsin Badgers host Michigan State at the Kohl Center. In Madison, the Spartans ranked 10th in the nation. That doesn't seem to faze Wisconsin, who beat number 8th ranked Illinois on the road in overtime Wednesday. Nick Boyd transferred to the Badgers last spring. Head coach Greg Garden, why Boyd has been such a great addition.
He's a winner, and he's won everywhere he's been, and that's why he wanted to come to Wisconsin, because coach, I've been to a Final Four, and I want to get to more.
In Green Bay, the UWGB Phoenix beat Purdue Fort Wayne 76-49 at the Crest Center. The Phoenix now 15-12 and 10-6 in the conference, a big turnaround from this time a year ago. Head coach Doug Gottlieb.
Last year, February 13th, we lost our 21st consecutive game.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Thunder 110-93. The Bucks have won 5 of their last 6 heading into the All-Star break this weekend. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a mostly sunny day today, and the weekend's actually looking really nice. Up to 46 for a high this afternoon, tonight down to 28. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 44. Sunday, sunny, 45. Then on Monday, we're talking highs close to 50. And that's going to continue Tuesday and Wednesday as well. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.